Allah subhanahu has said in the Quran regarding mankind, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ, that he has taught human beings speech. He has taught human beings expression, how to express themselves. And there are multiple forms of expression besides just speech. We have facial expressions. There are expressions and messages we send with our eyes. There are expressions that are done through indication. We have the sign language. There are expressions that are done through body language. All of these forms of expressions combined together do not exist in any being on the face of this earth except for human beings. And when we take the sum total of these expressions that we emanate daily or on an hourly basis, we are communicating with those around us. We send messages through our body language. We send messages through our facial expressions. And Islam has come to regulate these expressions. And these expressions, when they are regulated by Islam, it's called husnul khuluq. It's called good character. And so important is this good character that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, آتي باب الجنة يوم القيامة فأستفتح فيقول الخازن من أنت فأقول محمد فيقول بك أمرت لا أفتح لأحد قبلك. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I will come to the gate of paradise on the day of judgment and I will seek for it to be opened. The gatekeeper will say, who are you? I will say, I am Muhammad. And then the gatekeeper will say, I have been commanded not to open this gate for anyone besides you, before you. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the first man to enter into paradise. And this is because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mastered good character. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mastered his character with Allah subhanahu, with ubudiyah, with full submission to Allah subhanahu. He mastered his character with those around him, with husnul khuluq and good character, such that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما من شيء أثقل في الميزان من حسن الخلق. There is nothing that weighs more heavy than good character on the scales on the day of judgment. And so we have sometimes regarding good character, it's easier for us to be good and display good character with those who we may not know. People who may be strangers, people who we may meet for the first time, that we tend to have kindness and good character. And sometimes we tend not to have the same kind of kindness or level of kindness or patience with those who we see on a regular basis. Our family members, our community members, the tendency is to have a shorter fuse, to have a quick temper, or to get upset, or to be less reserved with the statements and remarks we make. And so the challenge is to continue that good character, not just when someone is a stranger, but also if they become a community member or become a family member. And the best man to demonstrate that is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu reports in Sahih al-Bukhari, he said that one day the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had guests in his house. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. His wife is there at the house and the guests are in front of them. Then all of a sudden, a servant walks in. And the servant walks with a container of food. Now this container of food, the servant is bringing it from another wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the wife who is in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees this container of food coming from another home, from his other wife, to serve her guests. She then pushes the hand of the servant where the container of food falls to the ground, falls to the floor and cracks, and the food gets splattered onto the floor. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is standing. This is happening in front of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His wife is doing this in front of the guests. The guests are watching. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does he do? Imagine that this happens with your spouse in your house. What would your reaction be? What would you say? How would you handle this situation? The best family man to ever walk on this earth handles it this way. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam then goes down to the floor, picks up the pieces of the wood container, puts them together, and then goes back to the floor and picks up the food that has been on the floor and puts it into the container. And while he's doing it, he says, "Gharat ummukum, gharat ummukum." He's saying that your mother, speaking to the guests, that your mother has ghira. Your mother has ghira. Ghira is this characteristic of protective jealousy where a spouse feels for another spouse. So the wife in the house of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt ghira, that another wife was sending food to her home, to her guests. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Gharat ummukum," explains this to the guests. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the servant not to leave. After he finished merging the pieces of the container together and putting the food back into the container, he brings a good container from that particular home and sends it with the servant and says, "Take this back to your house for the other wife so she can have a well undamaged container." This is how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with this incident. An amazing family man, an example for all of us. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين فإنه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. We notice that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said غارت أمكم, and he didn't say غارت زوجتي or غارت زوجي. He said to the guests, "Your mother has this protective jealousy. She's being protective. Your mother is being protective." He did not say, "My wife is being protective." And this is to remind the guests who are watching this incident, the status of his wife, that they are actually your mothers. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also didn't say, "Ummukum gharat." He said, "Gharat ummukum." He didn't say your mother is being protective. In the Arabic language, you can flip the verb and put it first. In English, it does not make sense, but the Prophet ﷺ literally saying that she's being protective, using the word protective up front, so that people will understand the reason why she did what she did. The Prophet ﷺ is presenting to the guests an excuse for her. The Prophet ﷺ is preventing her from being embarrassed or shamed in front of his guests. And so the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam here teaches us that sometimes we have to address the underlying emotion and not someone's statement or someone's action. We see that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went down to pick up the food. He did not speak to Aisha radiallahu anha. He did not say to her, "Why did you push the hand of the servant? Why did you crack this container? Why did you throw the food on the floor? Don't you see that our guests are right in front of us?" He did not say a single word of any of those words to his wife, alayhi salatu wasalam. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, because he understood that he's not going to address her actions, he's not going to address her statements, because at times we need to address the emotion of the individual. And that's not a time to be logical. This is not a time to be right or wrong, but this is a time to address her emotion. And so the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in addressing her emotion, went to the ground, picked up the containers, picked up the pieces, picked up the food, and that was a message to his wife that he is now protecting her from being embarrassed and also giving her a moment to reflect on what she did. And that's because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood and realized that fixing a broken container is easier than fixing a broken heart. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed no harshness, did not break her heart at this moment, did not say, look, you messed up the food, look, you have embarrassed us in front of our guests. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam focused his attention on presenting an excuse to his guests and rectifying the situation. And this is from the wisdoms of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how a great family man he was. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started to rectify the situation, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then held back the servant and told the servant not to go back, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not want this matter to escalate. Imagine if the servant went back with a broken container. What would that other wife feel? What would she think? And it would cause a greater problem. So as spouses, it's upon us to make sure that if an incident happens, we should think for a moment, am I going to address this my spouse's statement? Am I going to address my spouse's action? Or am I going to address my spouse's emotion? And when I'm addressing my spouse's emotion, what can I do to make sure and ensure that this doesn't escalate? Imagine something like this happening in someone's household. It could lead to a lot of argument, it could lead to insults, it could even lead to be the foundation and basis for divorce. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped the servant from leaving and made sure he left with a good pot to return to the other wife. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, sometimes we have an understanding of piety and righteousness that is so unhuman, that didn't even exist in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. As we see, we have one of the best of believers here, the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in some narrations, it mentions it was Aisha radiallahu anha. But yet, people can make actions like these. And yet, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make excuses for them. So the idea that we have this standard of righteousness, that no one can ever make a mistake, that no one can ever show their emotion, that no one can ever be in a situation where they may be embarrassed, this never even existed in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or in the time of the companions, and is foreign to Islam. Rather, Islam allows us to be human, allows us to show emotion, and then gives us the guidance in how these emotions should be handled. So Allah subhanahu, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has showed us how he reacted and how these expressions that we make through our body, through our faces, through our statements, through our speech should be managed and handled. And that is because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best family man to walk on the face of this earth. I ask Allah subhanahu jalla wa ala to enable us to learn and follow from the temperament of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to make our houses to be a place of comfort and happiness, and to make them to be paradises on the face of this earth. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. نون والقلم وما يسطرون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم فستبصر ويبصرون بأيكم المفتون إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين فلا تطع المكذبين ودوا لو تدهنوا فيدهنون ولا تطع كل حلاف مهين هماز مشاء بنميم مناع للخير معتد أثيم عتل بعد ذلك زنيم أن كان ذا مال وبنين إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين سنسمه على الخرطوم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر الله سمع الله لمن حمده